This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Science Gallery Melbourne's 2019 season opens with a four-week program of art, science, fusion events and installations focused on finding creative ways to tackle our ever-growing culture of excess and waste. It's really terrible, our wastage. Tilly's here, curator of Disposable, which is a big old art, science, fusion. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tell us, what is the purpose of Disposable?
Well, would you drink your own urine?
No.
Well, I would if I was in a boat out in the ocean. I mean, don't you have no choice? I don't think you have a choice.
So not the yellow stuff, I mean. I mean, if you've got it filtered and it was there, but you knew that it was your own urine,
would you
drink it?
Well, unfortunately, there is a lot of countries in the world where you actually are drinking that.
Tom, that's great. I love the fact that people think about waste in different ways in different parts of the world. And we don't do such an amazing job of that here in Australia. So...
No, we've got plenty of land out there in the desert. We can just keep dumping and burying that stuff and no one's going to notice. I mean, that's what we seem to think, isn't it? Yeah.
Tom, you're defeating the purpose of having Tilly here. Tilly, please. Yeah, turn your mic off, Tom. Tilly, please.
Not at all. So Disposable starts today and it is a month long of these excellent pop-ups around the city where we're tackling the really big questions about how are we going to come up with creative solutions to the problems that are in front of us. Science Gallery, we're about 15 to 25-year-olds mostly, so they're the people who we think are going to come up with these amazing solutions for...
My people.
That's right, your people. You are here to save the day.
I wouldn't drink my own urine, though, so I don't know how much I'm actually going to save here.
Well, will you contribute, though? Because today...
My urine?
Yeah. At the Parkville campus... At the University of Melbourne, we have set up a huge human wee-powered battery. And if you come along and so we've got collection jars we hand you. We don't make you do it right there. Then you come back and you contribute it to the battery system and then you can plug your phone in and charge your phone from your own wee-power.
Do you want 55-year-old Wii or is Thomas ruled out of this one?
Tom, you're totally accepted into this one. Anyone can contribute.
I'm telling you, sweetheart, your Wii doesn't disintegrate with age. It stays. Let me tell you, it gets better.
So just your body disintegrates.
Disintegrates. I'm telling you, I Wii more often. I now get up 3 times a night to do a little Wii.
See, so you're actually more useful to us because, we want quantity.
So that's crazy. So that's happening at the Parkville University, but I see all... over Melbourne, there is multiple installations that are happening everywhere. Let's just say I want to check out the program to see what's happening on the next month. How do I go about finding it?
So go and jump onto Science Gallery Melbourne's website and we've got a big... gift there where you can watch one of our excellent mediators, Evie, getting dressed into a plastic bag. Because that's another one of the questions. We're about asking questions and making people feel slightly uncomfortable about things that you maybe have never considered. So there's all these resources.
Jeannie Whittle's been wearing plastic bags since 1977, wasn't she? I'm sure that was her big stick of arriving on a Mike Wolff show,
You're absolutely right. It has been done before, but yet not taken off. So maybe it's now the next generation who can grab these resources with both hands.
So you go there to melbourne.sciencegallery.com.
Yep.
And that's going to tell you all what's happening.
Yeah, because we have got heaps of programs happening. So we've got a pop-up at Testing Grounds, which is on South Bank, and there we are building a Fatberg. So we've got an artist there who has got a huge cylinder and he's dripping fat into it to create this huge, beautiful installation of something that really does revolt us and that people, people tip fat down the drain causing these huge issues.
Oh, that's terrible.
Issues.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Your drains,
don't
do that.
But you can come along and contribute, watch him build it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Testing Grounds is having a really big party tomorrow night.
And it's not just in the city. I see here that you're going to Footscray Community Art Centre.
We sure are.
You are really getting around all of Melbourne with these installations.
Tell us about this party, though. What's the party?
A party?
Yeah, there's a party at First Friday at Testing Grounds. So Testing Grounds has a regular event and this is their last one, I think, definitely for the year. And... you can head along, you can see the Fatberg. We've got our sewer soapery down there. So would you guys wash your hands with soap that was made partially by sewerage?
No. Short answer, no.
What about you?
Well, look, I'm not scared of all those things. Coming from the country, I mean, we learned to pee on our lemon trees.
Exactly.
We had dropped toilets where we actually, then after we moved it, we planted trees on top of them.
And yeah.
I mean, our septic systems, we used to, would always overflow. So you'd just learn about what type of waste is coming out of there by testing it and make sure whether you can put that on edible plants or whether you just put it onto ornamental gardens. So there's multiple ways to use our waste.
You're hired.
You're great. Now, I have very limited time in life because I'm old. And my young co-host, he takes up so much of my time every day texting about something.
Mm-hmm.
Do these shoes match my dress? Do my hair look all right? You know, blah, blah, blah. So what's your favourite? So what would you recommend is the highlight of this year's?
Well, definitely starting today, Urinitron, the Wii battery at the Parkville campus at the University of Melbourne. But you
I know that now, Urontron, because I was reading your little website and I couldn't pronounce that word. I'm thinking, what the hell is that? Yeah.
Urinitron. But then we've got pollution pods, these huge domes that have got sort of a made-up version of the pollution in a whole bunch of different cities that you can walk through and experience. Mm-hmm. That's happening in Treasury Gardens later on this month.
Do you know what? This is a great way for the Science Gallery of Melbourne to get behind our terrible crisis that we have in this country in regards to recycling. I mean, absolutely. As we know, we've been taught for years to recycle. Now we're just sending it to landfill. We don't even know really what's happening to it. So these, I think having art like that actually stops us and makes us think about what disposable. I mean, not everything. Things can be turned into art.
And not only that, things can be turned into a new resource that we use again.
I love this. I mean, I reckon that down, I mean, we sit down on the Westgate Freeway, we come to a complete stop. We should be getting out and peeing in our batteries while we're sitting there in traffic.
Well, you guys can do that. I think I'll keep my hands washed with actual soap for now, but I'll go check it out and I might have my mind changed. Tilly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Disposable runs 1st of August to the 1st of September. I'll still go. It's this year. It's amazing. It's in the various locations throughout Melbourne. And all the details are on melbourne.sciencegallery.com.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.